إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة، فجزاه الله عنا خير ما يجازى نبي عن أمته، ورضي الله عن صحابته الغر الميامين الذين نقلوا لنا علم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter of the cow. It's the largest surah of the Quran. And what would you expect from a large surah, the largest surah of the Quran, is this surah will carry a heavy message, a heavily loaded message, a heavy load surah delivering a heavy load message. This message is heavy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Muzzammil, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We are going to throw on you very heavily loaded message. Why is it heavily loaded? It's heavily loaded with responsibilities and with challenges. It's going to land on you. سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ is going to land on you. You need to pick it up, you need to carry it, and you need to live up to the responsibilities of and the requirements and the duties imposed on you in this surah. This surah is about a very important aspect of our human existence. It's about our purpose on this earth. This is the main topic of this surah, which is the representation that we have to do on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah, He said to the angels, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ. I am creating a man out of clay, a human out of clay, bashar, a human out of clay. Then the angels were shocked and surprised that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do that. So they, even though they trust Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they said, Ya Allah, أتخلق فيها. Actually, the verse, that verse that I just said in Surah Sa'd, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ. But the actual surah, the actual ayah, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ وَإِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I am creating a khalifa on earth. I am creating a representative of my manners on earth. I am creating a human with freedom, and this human is required to use this freedom and use the resources that I have given to this human to establish my manners on earth. My manners are coming from, the manners of Allah are coming from the attributes of beauty, the names of beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. He is a Rahim, and He wants us to be Ruhama with one another. He's merciful. He wants us to have mercy on each other. He's forgiving. He wants us to forgive one another. He's fair, and He wants us to be fair with one another, and so forth. So He wants us to take these names, which represent His beautiful nature, and make them real life governing values and principles on this earth. That is the Khalifa. This is our job, our duties as representatives of Allah on earth. I am creating a khalifa, a representation on earth. I am creating a representation on earth. They were shocked. You're going to create on earth someone who's going to spread corruption and shed blood? And here is the first question come from us. How did the angels know that the humans are going to spread corruption and shed blood? How did they know that in the previous century 175 million people were killed in World War I, World War II, and 72 major wars, same size like Vietnam War. How did they know that? That humans are going to spread corruption and shed blood. Even they don't know the future. So they were surprised that he's going to create a human. Then if they didn't know that he's going to create a human, then how would they know that this human is going to spread corruption and shed blood? And the answer is that before Allah created us, long time he created the jinnah kind. And he gave them the same responsibilities, and he gave them freedom, and he gave them the resources to use to do their job. And unfortunately, all of them have gone wicked and corrupt. To the level that they were living by the laws of jungle. The strong jinn will eat the weak jinn. It's not going to only eat the rights of the weak jinn or the property of the weak jinn. Will actually eat the whole jinn. The strong one will eat the weak one. And Allah sent an army of angels to fight with them and to chase them to the vacant places in the oceans, as Ibn Kathir mentioned in his book, Bidayatul Khalq, the beginning of the creation. So they have witnessed that. And when what Allah said, Khalifa, representatives on earth, they understood that the same job was assigned the jinn before. And it is always the same. A freedom to choose. And this is exactly what was given to the jinn. And they said, Ya Allah, they are very similar condition here. This human is having a freedom to choose just like the jinn. And under the influence of the shaitan, that is very dangerous. They have already experienced what happens when Allah creates a creation and gives that creation the free will. So Allah said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you don't know. Which also mean that wait and you will see. You will see my wisdom. And one of the wisdoms that we can see that among the other many, many unknown wisdoms that we don't know, one of the wisdoms could be that Allah wanted the angels to recognize him through performing their tasks, to take care of us, to protect us, and to bring us the rain and the food, and to record our deeds, and to witness Allah forgiving us, and to witness Allah taking care of our human body, and to witness all of these things. As they witness these things, they learn more and more and more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This could be the wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But the wisdom, we don't know yet what is the wisdom that behind which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. We can try to think, but there's nothing mentioned explicitly. So the angels said that, Ya Allah, if you are creating because you are the creator, because your nature is the creator, and if Allah is the creator, then Allah has to create. How could a creator have no creation? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not trying to be a creator. He is a creator. That's his actual nature, is a creator. And a creator will create. Otherwise, if Allah doesn't create, then his nature is useless. And it's not appropriate for his majesty to have a useless nature. In Arabic, we say sifah mu'attala, useless nature. And it's not appropriate for Allah to have sifah mu'attala, which is a useless nature. So he creates. So the angels understand that. So they said, Ya Allah, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ Ya Allah, we are just wondering, why would you create this human? You have already created us. And you are the creator, so you have already demonstrated made your nature useful by creating us. And we are musabbihu, we are doing tasbih for you, and we are doing taqdis for you. Taqdis is to purify ourselves, to get closer and closer and closer from you. This is taqdis. It's to when you purify yourself and clean yourself so that you get closer to Allah. Because the more you clean yourself, the more Allah gets closer to you. And the more corruption and evil you admit to your heart, the more Allah will go further away from you. In order to bring Allah to your heart, you have to clean up your heart. If I may use this example, if you invite a mighty, powerful king to a house, what would you do to the house before the mighty king, powerful king comes in? You have to clean up the house. You can't expect the mighty, powerful king to come to a dirty house. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you can think of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same way. In order to bring Allah to your heart, you have to clean up your heart. Allah is not going to come to a heart full of envy, full of jealousy, full of love of dunya, a corrupted heart. Allah is not going to enter this heart. So, Nuqaddisu lak means purify our heart so that we get closer and closer and closer and closer to you. And the more taqdis you achieve, the closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are glorifying you, nusabbihu bihamdik, wa nuqaddisu lak, and you create those guys who are not going to do, who are not going to do the same thing. They are going to spread corruption and shed blood. قَالَنِي عَلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. So here is the beginning of the story. That this is the story of creation that illustrates and shows what is the purpose of our existence on earth. Now let's see how the surah starts. And how is that related to the main topic of the surah, which is al-khilafah fil-ard, representation of Allah on earth, which is either good representation or bad representation. The surah comes right after surah al-fatiha. At the end of surah al-fatiha, we are making dua to Allah. And this dua is required for the good representation on earth. If you don't make dua, then you won't be able to have a good representation on earth. So at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, you're saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. Help us to do the good representation by helping us stay on the straight path. And then you're praying and saying, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of the ones whom you have blessed with the ability to have a good representation. غير المغضوب عليهم, not the path of the ones whom you are angry with, which are the ones who know the truth, but they have a conflict of interest with the truth, and they don't want to follow the truth. ولا الضالين are the misguided ones, the ones who are confused and misguided and misled by a book that has changed. A book that was, changes have been introduced to this book through translations, through wrong, false interpretation. Every translation is an interpretation, and translation from one language to another language to a third language, and all of these things could change the main message of the book, which is what happened, and they are confused. They don't know the right from the wrong. They are being misled by this corrupted book. So the ones you're angry with are the ones who know the truth, but they don't want to follow it. And the ones al-dallin are the ones who are misguided by false guidance. Ameen. When we say ameen, it means that if one of us is doing the dua, the supplication, and we say ameen, all of us will be treated as though we have made the dua ourselves. So, the response of Allah to this dua, which is which is mandatory, 17 times a day, it's mandatory to make this dua 17 times a day for 17 rak'ahs. And it's mandatory to read Surah Al-Fatiha. Then the response of this dua is Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب. Alif Lam Mim, this is the book. You're praying for guidance? Sure. Alif Lam Mim, this is the book. ذلك الكتاب. Here is the guidance. لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Here is the book that you're praying for the guidance. Here is the guidance. Here is the book that you're looking for. So you can see that the dua is mandatory for the good representation on earth, or on earth, and this book is required for the good representation on earth. Now, if you see the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started this surah, it is also relevant to the main topic of the surah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by Alif Lam Mim, we don't know what's the meaning of Alif Lam Mim. All the scholars agree on that. However, they tried to connect the dots and come up with an interpretation of that, but there is no confirmation that this interpretation is correct. They said Alif Lam Mim, Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Sad, Qaf Ya, Sin, Ha, Mim. All these letters are form, is a form of a challenge. Allah is challenging those who claim that Muhammad has fabricated the Quran. Allah is telling them, this Quran is composed of words. And these words are coming from Alif, Lam, Mim. And since Muhammad and you have equal access to the letters, Alif, Lam, Mim, and you're saying that the Quran is his product, I don't know how could a man, his first publication be a Quran like this. I mean, people publish once and twice and three times and four times and they learn from their mistakes, and after long experience of publication, they produce a decent publication. How could an illiterate man who never went to kindergarten, who never read a book, who never wrote a book, publish his first publication is this book that never expires, and until today it is still providing us with guidance, inspiring us, and we're finding treasures in it. But anyway, they are saying, you, Muhammad, has fabricated this book. So Allah is challenging them. He said, this book is made of Alif, Lam, Mim, and Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, and Sad. And Muhammad is a human, and you are human too. He has brains, and you guys have brains too. Why don't you put all your brains together and try to also come up with a Quran like it? Try to author a Quran like it, if you're saying that he's the author. Make up a Quran like it. And actually, you guys have, he's one brain, you guys have multiple brains. Put all your brains together in one unit and try to come up with a Quran like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra says, قُلْ لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Tell them, if the all mankind and gentkind put all their brains together to come up with a Quran like it, they will never ever be able to do that. So that is a form of a challenge. And this form of a challenge is linked to the same statement in the same ayah where Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book that you're asking for. This is a source of guidance. This is the book. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. No doubt about it. Alif, Lam, Mim. I challenge you to bring one like it. And لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. No doubt about it. This fact is very important for our representation on earth. Why? For our task, the main message of the surah. Why? Because without using this book as a source of guidance that has no doubts, no changes at all, then we will not be able to do the representation, the good representation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do. La rayba fihi. And then, fihi hudan lilmuttaqin. And here is the second, the other requirement to be able to do the good representation. In this book, guidance to al-muttaqeen, the ones who fear my punishment and love my prizes. They are looking forward for my prizes and they are fearing my punishment. Could you establish a good representation without being from al-muttaqeen? Forget it. No way. Why is that true? Because the fear of Allah is the best, and the only force on earth that can kick temptation out of the heart is the fear of Allah. If you don't have fear for Allah, and if you don't have a very strong desire to get the reward of Allah, if you don't love the reward of Allah and fear the punishment of Allah, then you will be under the control of temptations. This is the second strongest thing that will control you, the temptation of selfishness and greed and arrogance and ego and envy, love of power, lower desires. All these temptations are very strong. They are intrinsic, part of our human existence. And in order to free yourself from these temptations and kick them out of the heart, oh, you can do this only by bringing a stronger force. And there is no force that would free you from slavery to temptation except fear to Allah, fear from His punishment, and strong love and desire to His rewards. Other than that, it's either slavery to Allah or slavery to temptations. Allah's out of your heart, temptations will take in, so you will be controlled by temptation. Whatever is tempting, you will do it. Whatever is not tempting, you will not do it. That's it. So here is what you need to establish the representation. To be submissive to Allah, Muslim to Allah, and not be submissive to temptations or Muslim to temptations. You need the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. So those are the ones who are going to benefit from this book. They are interested in this book. They take Islam seriously. And they take this book seriously. And they keep Allah in their circle of focus. And within the circle of focus, they also keep their personal business. They keep the balance between the business of Allah and their personal business. They keep both in a balanced way in the circle of focus, in their heart. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And then the description of al-muttaqin comes next. And that description also is very strongly related to the main topic of the surah, which is the khilaqah fil ard, representation on earth. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. Without the unseen, we will never have a free will, and we will never be able to establish a representation to start with, because we will not have a free will. In order for us to have a room of freedom to make decisions, Allah and His angels have to be in the world of the unseen. Otherwise, no one will dare to disobey Allah when he can see Allah eye to eye. And no one will dare to disobey Allah when he or she can hear the screaming of the people who are being punished in the grave, or when he or she can see the punishment of people in hellfire or Jannah. It has to be that Allah in the world of the unseen. So we get the tolerance and the freedom to decide without any compelling force that will compel us to decide one way or another. Allah created for us the good side and the dark side, and it's our choice to either promote the good side and suppress the bad side, or promote the bad side and suppress the good side. As Allah said in Surah Al-Shams, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Dual nature, it's up to you which one you promote, which one you want to suppress. So those, in order for us to have the freedom to promote one and to suppress the other, Allah has to be in the world of the unseen. And the people who see miracles, they are held accountable to a level of responsibility that they cannot live up to, and they are usually will end up being destroyed because they have seen the miracle and they did not meet the expectations expected for somebody who sees the miracle, not to mention seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order for our representation to happen, Allah and His angels have to be in the world of the unseen. Otherwise, we will have no free will, and the presence of Allah and His angels will compel us to make a decision based on their existence. We will not be able to have a free will. We will not be able to do any evil. So here we go. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. What else? وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Mandatory إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. And it's not يُؤَدُّونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Establishing prayers is not perform prayers. Performance is like acting. It's not about mechanical movement. No. Allah never said perform prayers. Allah always says يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish prayers, because prayers is an establishment. It's a building. It is an establishment or a building. You might perform the prayer once, and you end up after the prayer worse than what you started. Your heart is so absent, Allah is outside the circle of focus even within the prayer, and you end up after the prayer no gains. But there is a reason that you have to pray, even though this is the condition. It's like knocking on the door of Allah. Ya Allah, I want you to open the door for me so that I can come in. Allah looks into your heart is dirty. You're not coming in. Just like a boy who is disobedient to his mom will open the door and kick him out and close the door. He's crying and knocking, Mom, Mom, open the door. Mom looks into the heart, your heart is not good enough. Okay, stay outside until you clean your heart, then I will open the door for you. And this is what happens to us every time. So every prayer is an alarm to you. If you cannot focus in the prayer and bring Allah to the circle of focus, it means that you have house cleaning job to do for your heart. Look, examine your heart and see what is wrong. Until you're able to bring Allah to your heart, for Allah is never going to come to a house that is dirty. Allah will require you to do taqdis to your heart by cleaning it to be, make it ready for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come in. You're knocking on the door, keep knocking, keep knocking. That's a must. And he might open, he might not open. It's a mandatory thing to do when you are doing your job, which is the representation on earth. And establish the establishment of the prayer, which is whatever comes with the prayer. The whole package of the prayer, kind the package, which is the package of Islam. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ is to back up your words and your claims with your money. As they say, money talks and false claims walk. You need to back up your claims with money and establish the representation by وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك يا ربي كلمتي الحق والدين انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين أذن لشريعتك أن تحكم الدنيا يا كريم. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل أرض مسلمة. اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم والأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وخذلوهم فمن لهم سواك يدفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضاهم وادفع عن أحيائهم وتقبل قتلاهم من الشهداء. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
يا ربي ستركم الله.
Make straight lines, fill in the gaps, pray foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. It's a requirement for the good representation. Part of it is to make straight lines to represent that, to show Allah that we're organized and united, no gaps between us. Shaitan gets in the gaps, whether these gaps are physical gaps or emotional gaps between the hearts. Close them and pray to Allah. Close the body gaps and pray to Allah so that He will close the heart gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله، فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء، والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا،
لا نفرق
بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Still in the hospital for now. May Allah give them both a complete recovery. Amen. A father, a brother of Islam, Qureshi, is going through cancer treatment and has completed 2 of 6 doses of chemo. However, he has caught severe pneumonia. He was admitted to ICU at the hospital in Louisiana. The doctor has told the family the next few days are critical. Please ask Allah to grant him shifa. Also, please make dua for sisters Asur and Shukri. Asur is going through stomach issues and Shukri has continuous headaches. Jazakallah khair.